At 7:23, Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky on the line with us this morning. So this evening's rain chances, Niz, that's the hurricane or what's left of it coming through?
What's left of the hurricane. It's a far cry from what it was just 24 hours ago. But, yeah, it's the remnants of a tropical system that has been racing through the south and starting to work its way into the Midwest. And I think our best chance of seeing something will be late tonight into Wednesday.
When we see some of those bands, like sometimes if it's just to our south, I figure like one of these more recent ones passed just to our south, and you could see the cloud pattern. Yeah. It had that, you know, familiar shape.
Oh, yeah, totally. It will have definitely a little bit more of a spin to it than, you know, like a typical area of low pressure that moves through this time of year. But it, this time around, it's pretty much lost all of its tropical characteristics. There was one a couple years ago. Vinny, I don't know if you remember, I was in my backyard and I put on like a raincoat and the ski goggles and acted like, you know, I was blowing in the wind. And that one actually was still, if I remember right, a tropical depression or a low-end tropical storm when it moved in. So like that one still had a little bit of a warm core to it. You know, some other things that make it a tropical storm were still existing. This one is no longer, but it is going to bring a pretty good swath of like heavy rainfall just to ourselves, so we will keep an eye on that. It looks like the heavy swath of rain will be as close as Chicago and then work its way into lower Michigan, whereas we're probably just going to be right on the fringe of it. So that's the difference between maybe 4 or 5 inches of rain and maybe a quarter inch or so of rain.
Have you ever been able to cover a hurricane, Niz, up close?
Feel I have the wind? Not. No, I have not. When I was in college, there was Hurricane Rita it was after Katrina. It was a big one that was going to affect the Gulf Coast, and we really started to have serious plans of like overnight road tripping it, heading down there to like be in the hurricane, like tornado chasing, but hurricane chasing. But then all of a sudden there started to be nightmare like type stories coming on the news of like people evacuating and not being able to get out and the road network being terrible. And we were like, you know, as irresponsible as we were as college kids, we were like, yeah, this isn't a good idea.
Right.
To clog that up even more.
Well,
so
dude,
we didn't do it.
Storm chasing tornadoes is one thing if you know what you're doing, and you know, like you all know, the professional storm chasers versus just some clowns who go down there to see stuff. I mean, if you know what you're doing, you largely can stay out of harm's way. Whereas a hurricane, like, you're in it, and that's no fun, because guess what? You got no place to stay. You got no power.
Yeah.
You got no food. You got no gas. Like, totally different scenario.
Absolutely, and it affects exponentially larger area. So when you have a tornado that people are hunkering down in their basements or trying to get out of the way, even the biggest tornadoes are usually a relatively narrow path. A hurricane is something that, you know, affects, in many cases, millions of people, as this one did with the Houston metro area. So when you get like a Cat 4, Cat 5 heading into a highly populated area, there's a reason why you hear so much buildup about it, because in many of those cases, you're trying to, you know, transplant, you know, 5 million people or something like that. That's in its past. So hurricanes are a big deal. This one, thankfully, was a lower-end hurricane, but we are just getting started with the hurricane season.
I actually see a couple days with no rain in the forecast.
Hey,
so much appreciated.
No, look at that. Felt like we've had our own tropical environment.
My goodness.
We still have the humidity. So with the humidity chances, there still is each day. You might not see it on your seven-day icon, but like when you have dew points close to 70, there's at least, you know, like, a 5 to 10% chance all of a sudden, here we go, here comes a little shower that pops up. But, yeah, there's no, like, storm system. Once we get through Beryl tonight and tomorrow, there really isn't any, like, actual systems that, you know, are bringing a very good chance of rain until maybe this weekend, Saturday. But even at that, it's a pretty small chance.
All right, thanks, Niz. Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky with us live this morning.
Hey, buddy.
All right, guys, we'll see you.